Maxi Curran, just thinking there, the last time I talked to you was on the steps in O'Connor Park, Tullamore, after that championship loss last summer. How have things been since?
Yeah, look, it was, I suppose, a bit of soul searching after that day. You know, you're right, it was. There was an awful lot of positives, and, you know, if you considering where we were at the start of the year, if you, you know, you were told you'd be comfortable in the league and you'd win your other championship, you'd be, you know, a lot of people would have seen that as a success, but it was hugely disappointing for us on the day. You know, we would set our stall quite high, and the expectations we put on ourselves are quite high, and look, we didn't get to the level that day against Mayo. No, a number of reasons on the day resulted in us getting beat, you know, but and we look at nobody other than ourselves for that. But look, we still feel that we have the players in Donegal. We are probably down a couple again, and I think that's probably the biggest disappointment and the hardest thing to stomach for us is, you know, I don't think we've had the opportunity to have a go at it with everybody on board, and I think that's the difficulty. For teams that are peripherally located like ourselves, the geography is quite difficult, and you know, it's a big ask and a big commitment for people to come to Donegal, you know, two or three times a week to train, and you know, people tend to go and do other things, and like, I feel if Donegal can get all their players together, they're as good as anybody, and look, that's the hope. We feel that you know, we could get a bit more of a rub of the green maybe next year when the big games come. I don't think we're that far away.
We've talked about those challenges before, and I suppose the thing is, you just can't avoid them. They're there, but I suppose maybe in a positive sense, may also to have those same challenges, and it's them you face this weekend. Now, it's away from home, but it's two teams coming into this with very much all of that kind of background behind them, so it should be even enough.
It is, and look, I think there's an awful lot of similarities between yourself and Mayo. We've you know, being that as peripherally located, you know, I think we have more players in Australia playing AFL than the other teams, and you know, we have similar amount of girls working in Dublin and making that commute. They're similarly in transition as well. They've had a turbulent couple of years, and you know, they've had a lot of new players come into the fold, and they're trying to build like ourselves, and I think it's a, you know, it's a very interesting one to start off, and it's a very, very tough one for us to start off. You know, where the league fixtures are kind of falling quite difficultly for us this year. We have the three big teams, Dublin, Cork and Galway, all at home, and then our four away games then, you know, with Mayo and Westmeath, Waterford and Tipperary. So it's going to be a difficult league for us, but look, we're looking forward to it. We're excited, and we're ready to go again.
It's an interesting league, I suppose, an interesting start to it this year, because we have the biggest number ever of ladies Gaelic footballers gone to play Aussie Rules in Australia. Mayo have four of those players. They've another player gone to play international basketball. Two of those Mayo players are missing are the Kelly sisters, so that should work in your favour at least.
Well, it is, you know, but similarly, look, we're without the likes of Yvonne Bonner and Katie Hearn. You know, are big players for us. But look, it's not about whoever who's not there at the minute. It's about who's there, and look, it's about the opportunity that's there for the girls that get the chance. You know, we had a couple of girls that came in and had brilliant championships for us last year. The likes of Niamh Carr, who wouldn't have played much football the year before and had a brilliant campaign, was very close to, you know, our player of the year, and she only got the opportunity because, you know, she got in and she took it when other players, you know, were gone. So that's what you're looking for. You know, is for other girls to step up and take the opportunity, you know, when they get a jersey, and I think Mayo had a very similar situation. The likes of Danielle Caldwell, who I thought was the best fullback in Ireland last year, she had a brilliant season, and it was on the back of getting the opportunity to play league matches, and that's how you got to look at it. It's the opportunity to blood people and give them competitive games, and for us, there's no better place than to go and play the likes of Mayo to give the players that chance.
Yeah, and as an extension of that, how much is it going to be a motivational factor that she lost to them in the championship, and here you are, the next game for yourselves that you're playing again?
Yeah, look, that's right, but look, the teams are probably very different, as you mentioned. You know, there's probably five of the 30 girls that played that day now in Australia, and you know, it's look, it is what it is. You know, there's a strong rivalry there between all the teams, you know, in Division 1 and around the top, because you play everybody regularly and you play the same teams, you know, quite consistently. So like I say, it's a healthy rivalry. Look, I'll be very, very close to the Mayo manager Peter, and look, we chat on a regular basis, and you know, we try and keep abreast of what everybody's doing, and it's healthy, but it's a league, it's an opportunity to develop players, and that's how we look at it. And you know, we know going to play Mayo, they'll be very well set up, very well organized. organised, and it's going to be a good challenge for us.
What's your hopes for the league overall? Because there's no semi-finals this year, which probably for teams like yourselves would have been ideal to have, trying to push it to that next level, straight final between the top two.
Well, to be honest, I think it's for us, we're in a strange situation compared to the other teams in that Ulster is such a monster of a competition this year compared to the other provinces. So other teams that maybe don't have the same level of provincial championship might have been glad for it. But look, you know, our Ulster championship starts on the 16th of May, so we'll be very glad to get out of the league whenever that comes. And you know, if we make a final, great. You know, if we topped the table a couple of years back, and it's not beyond us to do the same again. But look, the thing about Division One, it's most important thing is staying in it, and you know, remaining competitive, and for the next generation of Donegal footballers that come along, that they are able to cut their teeth in Division One and test themselves against the best. So look, our hope is to find a couple of players and get as far as April, you know, 6 weeks running the Ulster Championship with Athlete. So you know, we'll not be crying any rivers if we're not in a league final, let me tell you, whereas other teams probably need it a wee bit more than we do.